Late in the summer of 55 B.C., the British warriors, skin painted blue, were waiting patiently on the beach for Julius Caesar. He was in the middle of his long campaign to bring Gaul, roughly modern France, under the power of Rome. He had just enough time before winter set in to make a dash across the Channel and punish those Celtic tribes who had been aiding his Gaulish enemies. Caesar knew little about the island of Britain, or Albion as the ancients named it, and less about the fighting ability of its inhabitants, but he decided to risk a quick invasion, sure that he could rapidly crush the troublesome British. It was almost the last mistake he ever made. The Roman invasion fleet, with its heavy transport ships, stalled in the shallow water off the beaches of Dover, forcing the legionnaires to leap into water up to their necks, fully armed and battered by the waves. The natives swarmed in on horseback and hacked the soldiers to bits as they struggled ashore. The British even used chariots in fighting, something the terrified Romans had only heard of from old tales of the Trojan War. Caesar eventually gained the upper hand after heavy losses, but Rome's first experience in Britain ended in a hasty withdrawal and only a brief foray the following year. No Roman army visited Britain again for almost a century. Augustus consolidated the empire, followed by Tiberius, Caligula, then Claudius. Far from the fool he is often portrayed as being, Claudius was an extremely intelligent and able emperor. In A.D. 43, he judged the time right for a second try. Four legions crossed the Channel and quickly overran southern Britain, moving in methodical Roman fashion into the central lowlands and much of Wales over the next 15 years. The Roman troops who conquered Britain were given land there at retirement as a reward for their services and as part of the Romanization process. Tribal lands were confiscated, heavy taxes were imposed, and natives were forced to contribute to Roman temples, such as the temple of the imperial cult at the veteran colony of Colchester. In the year 60, the spark needed to fan their smoldering resentment into a blazing revolt was ignited. Queen Boudica of the Iceni was whipped and humiliated while her young daughters were raped by Roman agents bent on annexing her tribe's territory. The furious Iceni rose up against the Romans and persuaded surrounding tribes to do the same. Colchester fell to the British in a bloody massacre, and the rebels soon butchered those Romans foolish enough to remain in London. In the end, relentless Roman efficiency defeated Queen Boudica and her army, though guerrilla warfare against the Romans continued in southern Britain for years. Beginning in 77, the Romans under General Agricola conquered the remainder of Wales and moved north into Scotland, beating the Picts at the climactic Battle of Mount Gropius in 84. Agricola seriously considered conquering Ireland during these campaigns. He believed just one...